This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. A criminal investigation is underway after one person was killed and at least 19 others were injured when an SUV crashed through the front door of an Apple store at a high rate of speed in Hingham, Massachusetts on Monday morning. Hingham is a 30-minute drive south of Boston. The investigation continues. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never seen in the United States. It's flu season in America. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The flu is spreading fast across the United States, according to a new report from the CDC. Most of the worst respiratory illnesses remain concentrated in the southern states like Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. However, the flu is starting to ramp up in other areas such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. Experts say this type of widespread activity has not been recorded in the United States in more than a decade.
A whiskey bottle and note were recently discovered by a plumber while carrying out some work at a house in Morningside area of Inverness, Scotland. The message read, James Ritchie and John Grieve laid this floor, but they didn't drink the whiskey. October 6, 1887. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Trump is reportedly not planning to return to Twitter. The news comes despite his account being restored on Saturday after nearly 2 years since his voice was silenced by the social media platform under old leadership. New owner Elon Musk put it up to a vote of Twitter users, and nearly 52% wanted Trump back on the platform. Over 15 million people voted. An off-duty Vermont police officer was shot after a confrontation in New York State and failing to follow police officer commands to drop his weapon. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington, D.C.
Sunday morning around 3 a.m. in Saratoga Springs, New York, shots were fired near an area with bars and nightlife. Police said an off-duty sheriff's deputy from Vermont, who was not identified, was physically attacked by at least 3 people, slammed into the hood of a car, and knocked to the ground. When local police ran to the scene, they reportedly ordered the deputy to drop his weapon and shot him several times. It's the first time an officer in that jurisdiction has fired their service weapon in nearly 3 decades.
SpaceX's oldest active Falcon 9 rocket booster, in service since 2018, is scheduled to make its final flight tonight and deliver a broadband communication satellite into orbit on a mission to provide internet service across the North Atlantic. The 10 p.m. Eastern launch will be from Florida. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, especially as we kick off a season of gratefulness, gratitude, and thankfulness. Happy Thanksgiving to you. But, you know, all things being considered, yes, this is a hallowed day and a hallowed time, I believe, to set us up into the holiday season, the Christmas season and everything. And of course, along with it, all the shopping and not to mention the fact that life goes on. And what we're seeing here, if I can deal with a little bit of the negative here, and seriously, is that crime continues to increase across the United States. This according to the latest study. And here with us to tell us more about it is the situationally aware United States Air Force retired colonel, best-selling author, founder, and CEO of the Paratus Group. Brian Searcy joins us now. Colonel, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's a great overcast day here in Texas today.
It is. I made it to California. I'm in my traveling part of the season here. I was telling my friends I just can't wait to pay $6-7 for a gallon of gasoline. I was able to avoid the high end of it, and I actually found a station that was pumping gas for less than $5. I felt like that was a humongous victory right off the bat, you know.
A Thanksgiving miracle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I wanted to bring you on to talk about the reality of the fact that, you know, crime continues to be on the rise. And, you know, this is going to be a tough time. I mean, you know, we are having to be instinctively more situationally aware. We addressed this issue the last time you were on. But we need a sober assessment of where we are right now in this country.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, one of the key things I speak about all the time is that worry is not the same as preparation, and then preparation overcomes fear. And with the fact that less than 1 in 7 people today actually know what the God-given gift of situation awareness is, it really isn't a surprise that many times people put themselves into situations where they or their family can be a victim. According to the FBI and the Secret Service, almost 95% of all the bad things that happen today can be prevented. If you have that situation awareness, you're paying attention to what's going on around you, using a process, but then you've thought about what you would potentially do to prevent something bad from happening, or God forbid, if you've got to do something to keep yourself safe or your family safe because something bad happens. But you can't do any of that if you're not prepared to do that. And for over 40 years, we've been just trying to deal with symptoms in our country. Pick one. We need to do is deal with the problems and empower people to develop the skills that are necessary to be able to keep themselves and their families from being victims.
Brian, is this going to go away anytime soon, or is this part of the new normal that we're having to deal with? You know, if it's not COVID, you know, like you said, you can pick one. You know, the stress of inflation, recession, our economy. We see the underpinnings of this great nation deteriorating, and it's as if you know, we've gone over the top. We're beyond the tipping point. And if we are there, I mean, you know, with defunding police and all these other things that, you know, red flag laws, anything that would have to do with everyday people protecting themselves, it seems like there's a lot of headwinds here in the future.
There are, and there are institutions that are going to need to fight back against, and I think we're starting to see parents and families do that. I think you had Dr. Barna on earlier, and mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that he talks about is we've got to make a decision if we want government to rule our lives and be responsible for our safety, or if we want to take back that responsibility and accountability for our own safety and for what our republic stands for. And at the Protest Group, that's why our programs are focused on getting to the parents to empower them with the skills that they never learned when they were kids, and because they never learned those skills, now they can't teach it to their kids. So this has been going on and has been building for over 30 or 40 years. We've been doing Einstein's definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be fixed overnight, but we have to recognize that there's a problem. Then we have to recognize that we can't do the same things we've been doing for 40 years to try and address the symptoms. We actually have to empower people with the ability to solve the problem.
You know, Colonel, I like what you said earlier, and that is that that power is something that is within all of us. We just need to understand and appreciate that we can tap into it. You know, heretofore, we've subordinated that authority, that positional authority, to law enforcement and others. And in the process of doing that, we've really dumbed ourselves and, you know, retarded ourselves to such a degree that we're setting ourselves to be victims.
No, that's absolutely right. Jonathan Haidt has quoted that what we have going on in society today is structural stupidity. And what he means by that is because our organizations and our schools and our institutions are no longer allowing people to have conversations with differing views. We get to consensus and we're immune to the ability to ask questions and figure out and question. So if, you know, we've got groupthink, somebody says something and they go, yeah, that's a great idea, instead of asking those critical questions. Now I'll go back to the foundation that the reason that people do that is because they don't have the necessary skills to be able to have those conversations, because 30 or 40 years ago, parents stopped teaching that to their kids. So now we have generations of adults out there that don't have well-developed personal skills, that don't understand situational awareness, and they truly are part of that groupthink, and structural stupidity is a real thing.
Yeah, no, it's a great description, Colonel, because the fact of the matter is that we have self-victimized, you know, and of course all this has been exacerbated. I you know, a lot is blamed on social media, and maybe rightfully so. But the fact of the matter is just as you were mentioning, referring to, you know, Dr. Barna earlier in our conversation, is that we're at this critical crossroads. Who is the boss of you? Are you the boss of you, or is it going to be the government that is the boss of you? And I'm not seeing a whole lot from the government right now that gives me encouragement and confidence that they know what they're doing and they'll take care of me.
Well, if I'm old enough to remember Ronald Reagan that said the most dangerous words are I'm from the government and I'm here to help. One of the things that we talk about in all of our first responder programs is that we need to take responsibility for our own safety. We need to take responsibility for the safety and the development of our kids, so that we can ensure down the road that our republic stays the way that our founders set it up to be. And to your point, social media has had a major impact. We have kids today that spend over 11 hours on their devices. Parents pay no attention to what their kids are looking at on their devices, the text that they're getting, which has led to an increase in suicide, because cyberbullying of kids under the age of 18 is at an all-time high. And again, that's leading to increased suicides. 92% of kids under the age of 15 have seen porn on a device because nobody is paying attention to those types of things. And all of these things are divisive, and all of these things corrupt our kids' minds and don't allow them to develop the necessary skills to be successful. I'm not sure if I mentioned last time, because I can't remember when I had the conversation, but I talked to a vice president of HR recently who mentioned that they have had to put in place programs to teach personal skill development to college graduates because they don't have those skills now when they come out of college. And you
think
can't
about
be
that.
Successful
wow.
in anything if you don't have those skills. And parents
without a doubt,
are supposed to teach that to their kids.
Ryan Searcy is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. He's the United States Air Force retired colonel and best-selling author and very popular speaker as well. So more from Ryan after this. Stay with
the
us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Thanksgiving is this week, and as Americans gather around the table to feast and fellowship, we at the Tide Ministry are not only grateful for the amenities we have here in America, but also for the continued ability to share the gospel through radio broadcasts around the world. Many of the places where the Tide Ministry broadcasts are heard don't have access to some of the basic amenities we have here. But thanks to our radio broadcasts in their own native languages, they are able to hear the good news and know that Jesus Christ loves them enough to die for them and grant them new life. It's inspiring and convicting to see how many value their hope in Christ more than anything else. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Colonel Brian Searcy continues. He is the celebrated author and international speaker, talking about situational awareness, among other things. Colonel, I don't know if you've heard about the movie Devotion. I just want to segue to this. I know you're United States Air Force. This happens to be one of those stories out of Korea. You know, we were so exposed to the Korean conflict because of MASH. And this is a story that somebody came upon. Adam Makos had come upon this story about these pilots. And one was black, one was white. It was during North Korean conflict, as I mentioned. It's now become a movie. It's going to be released in the first week of December, so that should be on everybody's list. It is called Devotion. It's an aerial war epic based on the best-selling book of the same name. And it shares this inspirational true story of two elite U.S. Navy fighter pilots who helped turn the tide in the most brutal battle in the Korean War. Jesse Brown was the first black aviator in Navy history, and his fellow fighter pilot and friend Tom Hudner. Hudner went on to receive a Congressional Medal of Honor. Their heroic sacrifices, enduring friendship, would ultimately make them the Navy's most celebrated wingmen. The movie Devotion, it's going to be a great movie to see this holiday. Have you heard anything about it?
I have. I've seen the ads, and I've done a little bit of research about it, and it brings me back to what's going on with our military today. You know, this movie illustrates how back in during the Korean War, the military was doing everything to be inclusive. They weren't talking about diversity. They were trying to talk about being inclusive. Mm-hmm. And in my 23 years in the Air Force, that's what we focused on. I always was very, very proud that I felt that the military was one of those organizations that was leading the way in our country as to how it didn't matter whether you were male, female, whether you were, you know, black, white, mm-hmm. you know, it didn't matter. Everybody had a mission to do. Everybody had great skills. And we led based on inclusion. And that's the opposite of what at least I'm seeing in the news and hearing from friends of mine today about what's going on in our military. And going back to my comment where the military oftentimes leads the way culture goes, I think it's gone the opposite way where military now is trying to follow what they think the culture is supposed to be. And that is a huge issue, and it goes back to many of the problems we were just talking about that's going on in our country and whether we're truly at a tipping point.
Well, it compromises leadership, doesn't it, Colonel? I mean, when you have compromised leadership, everybody else down line is compromised. And the thing that's amazing right now, I mean, you and I see it. I served in the Marine Corps, you in the Air Force. My oldest brother served in the Air Force. Second oldest brother was in the Army. We came from a family that had served this country. Our father served World War II as a medic. He was there at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, you know. And so we have a lot of history and great respect, you know, for the military and the military way of life that starts with our oath of office that never, our oath of induction that never expires.
Absolutely. And I hate to say it, but an observation is that senior leaders in the military today, whether in order to be successful or, and I don't know what the background is, but they're having to become politicians. And when you're a politician,
yes.
That's one of the things that I talk about is we don't have leaders in Congress today. We have politicians. We have people that want to maintain their level of power. And in the military especially, if you have folks as they gain leadership positions, they gain rank, they start to lose why they're doing what they're doing and do what they're doing so they can get to that next level. You know, unfortunately, that's potentially how we got to where we are today. I think that when you look at the military across the board, 1 stars and below are people that are still working very, very hard to get the mission done. They're caring about their people. There are some that are looking for that next rank, but it's those that make it to that next rank that have to play that political game. And when you start playing that political game, it becomes very, very easy to do, and you lose track of why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you lose sense of the mission. Your eyes are off the goal. You know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And this is what's happening. And sadly, and the reason we're getting this, you know, the Bible's real clear, you'll reap what you sow. So we are sowing all the wrong things, getting the wrong results, and it's amazing. Here we are. We can see this so plainly, just like we can see why we're no longer energy independent, and it's like insanity is reigning here. And if the people do not step up and take self-responsibility, because by design and by not even inference, clearly our Constitution puts the rule and reign of our government upon we the people. But if we subordinate it to ruling elites, you get the America that we've got right now. And we're at a point where we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior. And somehow, you know, there are people that believe even with that, that somehow we're going to get the right results. And there's no indication in these last, you know, in these last decades that would give us any hope to think that we're on the right track and somehow it's going to work itself out.
And I agree 100%. That's why I'm so passionate and focused what we're doing at the Paradis Group, because for years we've been dealing with symptoms. All of the threats we face in our societies today have gotten worse decade over decade because we don't look at the root problem. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, was asked, what is the greatest threat to our country? And you would think he would have said China or Russia, but he said it was Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What we need to do is stop talking about symptoms and empower parents with the necessary skills to think critically so that we get rid of the structural stupidity and we can go back and focus on those things that our founding fathers wanted our country to focus on.
Exactly. Well, because the fact of the matter is that the world has needed America. We've stepped up. Look what the world, I mean, I shudder to think what the world would look like without America. And it's amazing to me, Colonel, that there is leadership within our own government that is selling us out and acquiescing to this idea that China should be the new leader of the world.
Yeah, that is very, very scary. Those people that want the Green New Deal, and they still are then supporting China when China is the largest contributor to what is happening to our environment, where we, on the other hand, in the United States have done more than any country in the world, yet we are the ones that are punishing ourselves. And this, you know, if you look at what the military has had to deal with, dealing with Congress and budgets and those types of things, weapon systems that should have been replaced decades ago are still flying and operating today because they can't get their act together. That's exactly what they did with the energy. They decided, okay, we're going to save the planet. In 10 years, we're not going to have any more coal fire. We're not going to have natural gas. We're going to have all natural energy. But they didn't have a plan to get there. And that's what I think the American people want. And hopefully somebody stands up as a leader in our Congress today that puts that forward to the American people. Because I think most Americans, if they get that right information and if we empower them with the tools to be able to think critically and have situational awareness, they'll be able to maybe open their eyes and see what needs to be done.
You know, Colonel, if you travel, you know, flyover country and you go into these coffee houses and you talk to common sense Americans, you'd be encouraged and enlightened to realize that people are a lot smarter than they think. The challenge that we have right now is understanding the power of we the people. How do we ignite that? How do we, you know, like you said earlier, when we first started this conversation, that authority, that power, that skill set is within us. It is dormant, and we've got to wake that up.
We need a whole bunch of people that have the ability to influence people across our country to get them the necessary skills to be able to do that so that we can break out of the mind, or, you know, everybody being on their devices, break out of the structural stupidity, empower people with the same skills that our parents taught you and I when we grew up, to give us the ability to ask those questions, understand that people have different perspectives, figure out for ourselves what the answer is instead of taking what a politician says as the truth, even though they've lied over and over again. Now this time
exactly
the truth. Be able to ask those critical questions.
Got to own our knowledge. Brian Searcy, thank you.
It is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this holiday season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items like chicken broth, pasta, beans, and rice. And savor the season with baking mixes, graham cracker crust perfect for that holiday pie, and cooking and baking staples. Plus, fresh vegetables, fruits, proteins, and dairy from Amazon Fresh. Get the perfect starters to all your favorite holiday recipes delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their Snap EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers, such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip the grocery store rush this holiday season with Snap EBT on Amazon. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/Snap.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never before seen in the United States. President Trump is reportedly not planning to return to Twitter. The news comes despite his account being restored on Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I think Brad's having fun with me, you know, because, you know, we were talking about being a former Marine. We got to hear the Marine Corps theme. I mean, you know, a couple of days after the birthday, but it's okay. You can wish me a happy belated Marine Corps birthday, you know, a couple of weeks down the road. But, hey, all is well. Thank you for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. From Open the Books, we got my good friend Adam Angieski with us. Adam, how are you, buddy?
Hey, great to be on the program, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so help us understand here, Adam. China's not an ally, are they? I mean, has something happened that we missed in translation here that we need to continue to support China that has been ripping us off, that wants to take over our reigning position as the superpower of the world? They continue to do everything they can to endanger our citizens, endanger us, and then somehow we're allowing $20 million in military research going to China? What are we missing here?
Yeah, you accurately characterized it. Look, since 1987, there's been 162 scientists from Los Alamos, our crown jewel national laboratory, that don't work for the United States government any longer. They don't work on behalf of the American people. They're back in China working on behalf of the People's Republic of China, building the Chinese nuclear capabilities in some major areas, hypersonic missiles, jet engines, the latest in noise reduction on submarines, deep earth penetrating warheads, unmanned vehicles. Basically, I'm describing five areas that go right to military readiness, right to competitiveness,
superiority,
the great leap. mm-hmm. over the American people.
Now, these 162 former employees at Los Alamos, were these, of Chinese birth origin? They came here, they were trained in the United States, they got into science, and here they end up at Los Alamos, or is it a combination of expats and, former U.S. American citizens that now have jumped ship?
So from what I understand, and it was Strider Technologies that did the report, and it's the first time there's been publicly sourced transparency on the people, the places, the methods, and the areas of technology that they're working on, the first time that this has come to light from publicly sourced materials. So in terms of transparency, it was an outstanding report by Strider Technologies. And so look, these are, from what I understand from the report, it is Chinese-born residents who have come to America, educated in our colleges and universities. We've employed them in our national labs. We've funded them oftentimes with millions of dollars worth of taxpayer grants. In at least one circumstance, one of the scientists out of 162 was given the Q clearance level. That's top secret access to our nation's crown jewel intelligence. And then they're recruited by China back to the motherland. And so there's a university. It's called Southern University for Science and Technology, SUSTECH. Mm-hmm. And their objective mm-hmm. is to be the Stanford of China. And 15 former employees of Los Alamos, back in China they call it the Los Alamos Club, they're not working here in America any longer. They're working for SUSTECH, building the Chinese capabilities through that university.
How vulnerable does this make us? I mean, are we just, we can only imagine the vulnerability? I mean, this seems so obvious. Like you're citing, the areas of, military objectives and their mission, the weaponry that, this is very sophisticated. China would not have even had a roadmap to these, to these targets in terms of what to focus on had it not been for these 162 employees, do you think? I mean, because you're talking reducing the learning curve, and this is what China has done repeatedly. This is why they steal intellectual property, is they're doing everything they can to short-circuit and speed up their development, are they not?
Yes, it's a strategy, and it's a very sophisticated strategy, and it's smart. You use the treasure of your opponent, of your enemy, to build your own capabilities. And that's exactly what's going on. We're educating them. We're employing them. We're giving them access to our secrets. And then they're recruiting them back to the motherland.
Right.
And that's the Chinese strategy. They're executing on it. They've been executing on it for the last couple of decades. And it's bearing fruit for China, but not for America.
I got to tell you, 30, 40 years ago, when I was a radio personality in Los Angeles, we used to tease about seceding from the union. And if we seceded from the union, we'd apply for foreign aid and the government would give it to us. We would joke about this literally. And here it is. I mean, in actuality, this is occurring. And they have been able to utilize and take advantage of this country three ways for Sunday, whether it's COVID. I mean, look what they did during COVID. How much money, how much, PPE did they get from the United States? And here they are. They're the ignition for all intent and purposes, even though the WHO, is saying, well, we're looking into it. I mean, my goodness, this has been years and you're still looking into it. I think that people are smart enough to figure out what was the ignition point of COVID. Now, whether or not it was accident or purposeful, that's something else to be adjudicated, but there doesn't seem to be the courage to figure that out. And, that can get you in the weeds. Meantime, who the problem is and what they continue to do, and America continues, its leadership continues to be duped at the expense of the American people here, Adam, because, like you said, they're using, they're using the other country's resources and assets, and it's brilliant if you can get away with it, but it is shocking to think that America is that stupid that we would, hand the keys to the palace over to our enemy.
Well, and it's a three-pronged strategy. So it's not only recruitment back to the motherland, you know, after, just like what we've described here, but it's also just straight-up espionage and stealing. So the FBI has characterized Chinese espionage as stealing. It's the largest transfer of wealth in all of human history.
Wow.
The FBI is opening up a Chinese case on espionage every 10 to 12 hours, and they say they have up to 5,000 concurrent investigations going on right now. We need to wake up.
Maybe we can put those 87,000 new IRS agents, maybe we put them on that project, huh? What do you think?
Well, that would be a gainful use of money and talent. Here's the other thing that China's doing. They're maxing out all the legal strategies to fleece us. At the height of the pandemic, when Congress authorized the Paycheck Protection Program to compensate mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street, whose businesses were locked down during the economic shutdown, there was 125 domestic Chinese communist-owned defense companies that scooped up $400 million worth of round one PPP funding. So it was PPP funding for the CCP.
And, of course, there's no payback on that, right? I mean, that you get the money and it's, you know, loan forgiving. Everything about the Biden, we're forgiving everything. We're forgiving tuition. We're forgiving, you know, PPE money. We just keep forgiving at the people's expense, I guess, because it's not coming out directly of Joe Biden's pocket. But you got to know, politics being what it is, it's paying off somebody, Adam.
Yeah, 95% of those PPP loans were forgiven. They were grants.
Wow. Yeah, and again, it's like if you follow the money and you see the tentacles here, I mean, Miranda Devine and others, John Solomon, Peter Schweitzer have reported, you know, extensively on how our leadership in our country, we're talking Beltway leadership, have been elite captured. And they've sold themselves and sold us along with it. And now they are captured and they can... You know, they cannot defend and protect American interests anymore because they've sold out. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Open the Books, Adam Andrzejewski, right after this.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and Office Depot is helping business owners, home office workers, teachers, parents, and students finish the year strong. Save all holiday season long on tech, furniture, and supplies, and take advantage of an industry-leading 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup service. Clients with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can save up to 50% on select items during a Rewards Member Appreciation event from November 13th through November 19th. Whether shoppers are looking for gifts, setting up workspaces, or upgrading classrooms, now is the time to save big at Office Depot with deals on top brands through the end of the year. Black Friday deals will be available online starting at 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving Day and in stores on Black Friday during normal store hours. And during Cyber Monday and Cyber Week, clients can shop markdowns on the latest tech, furniture, and more all week long. Same-day delivery is also available for qualifying orders. Visit OfficeDepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottles so perfect and perfectly priced. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
For 20
20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to have you with us. Adam Andrzejewski continues with us. He is the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, you know, you talked about PPE money, how that's been wasted. I think it was reported, I think you reported several months back, something like $400 billion of PPE money that's just vapor. The government doesn't even know where it's at, and there's been no follow-up, no accountability with that. We just keep on, you know, just keep on writing checks, sending money out there.
Yeah, that number, that top-line number on the all of COVID aid fraud programs could top $600 billion. That's the number now being talked about privately among Inspector General circles. And so you've got, you know, massive fraud in the unemployment, space, where up to $400 billion could be just stolen by criminals, con artists, and crime syndicates from around the world. It's an open question talking about China, whether or not Chinese hackers stole enough of our unemployment COVID aid to fund their entire military budget for the next year. That number would be $200 billion. Same with Russia. Mm-hmm. Their military budget is $80 billion, and Russian hackers could have certainly stolen $80 billion worth of our unemployment COVID aid. The systems were so lax.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, of course, do we dare ask about what's going on with the money sent to Ukraine?
That one's even above my pay grade.
Yeah, well, eventually, I'm sure, we'll come into the crosshairs of Open the Books, because you're keeping an eye on the people's money and the people's interest.
That's right.
And, you know, unfortunately, when our bureaucracy and our government that thinks that they're a entity of, for, and by themselves, this is the kind of ridiculous stuff that goes on. I mean, we're $31 trillion and counting, and, you know, interest rates being what they are, the reality of them, I mean, it's going to get to the point where, you know, we're you know, before we even open the door, we're going to have $1 trillion worth of interest to be paid out because of the debt that we're carrying here, Adam.
Yeah, and that would be more than the United States military budget, which is about $800 billion a year. So, yeah, we've said for years on your program, C-SPAN, anyone who would listen, that our national debt is the number one national security threat to the United States. And now we're going to start seeing this, unfortunately, start to play out.
And speaking of the military, of course, God forbid there ever be an audit on the money, the investment that the people have made in the military. I mean, you know, $800 billions that are out there, and supposedly the Pentagon, you know, has lost lots of billions of dollars they can't account for. You know, and it's one of those things where it is metastasized so badly that if it was a patient on the operating table, the doctors would just sew them back up and, you know, just say, it's over. It has overtaken the institution so much so that it's almost irretrievable.
Well, to President Donald Trump's credit, he forced the Pentagon for the first time ever to undergo a couple of audits. They flunked those audits, but it started the process of accountability. Over the years, we've done some pretty good oversight at the DOD. For instance, we found the fact that the Pentagon was spending $1,200 per coffee cup on expensive coffee cups to keep the coffee warm for its fighter pilots, and they were cheaply made. The handles were breaking off. We put this in the Wall Street Journal, and U.S. Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, wrote an oversight letter to the Department of Defense, and he got that program stopped, but not after they spent $350,000 buying expensive $1,200 coffee cups.
Wow. Did you ever get one of those, Adam? I mean, I mean the space age coffee cup, I mean, that's a serious coffee mug. I mean, I'm sure it's probably a collector's item now amongst the military fighter pilots.
Serious.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
that's a heck of a warming device.
Yeah, this is what happens when it's other people's money, right? And you and I talked about this before. Of course, we're into a new fiscal year, but every year as it cycles, you know, we get into those last 60, 90 days and everybody's got to vacate their budget. And that's when all these stupid purchases take place because it's not their money. It's the people's money. And it's just disgusting how they continue to insult the people, because when it comes time to pay up, you know, the interest and pay up, you know, boy, I'll tell you, if that day of reckoning ever occurs where we got to pay the principal on $31 trillion, heaven help us. I mean, what are we going to do here? We're going to have to sell our bodies out and, however way we can to possibly repay $31 trillion and counting.
Well, and that's why there's just no honeymoon for anyone who just got elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Obviously, control flipped from Nancy Pelosi to the Republicans. But look, you go back through the last 20 years of spending, and it's George W. Bush, the national debt was under $6 trillion. The day after Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, RD, you're north of $30 trillion, a five-time increase in the national debt in just 20 years. So Republicans and Democrats have spent way too much. Oftentimes Republicans have joined Democrats to drain the U.S. Treasury from the left. All that has to stop.
Well, don't you? I mean, part of the problem in the Bush administration, not that I'm trying to make an apology for them, but the reality was is that Bill Clinton had stripped the military to such a degree that when we went to war, after 9/11, you know, all of a sudden now he becomes a wartime president and realizes he doesn't have guns and ammo. I remember, you know, our kids going overseas and sending letters to parents going, hey, would you mind going to Home Depot and get some sheet metal and send it to me? Go, what do you mean go to Home Depot? Get you? What are you talking about? Well, we have to reinforce the Humvees. What do you mean you have to reinforce the Humvees? Well, because, they're ill equipped and, they're blowing up our Humvees, and we need to reinforce, the armor so we can have some sort of armor protection on these vehicles. I mean, that's how anemic it was, Adam, to think the United States of America. You remember? That was insane that went on. So that so suddenly we're rapid fire having to rebuild the military, pour a bunch of money into it, and then of course everything else that goes, and then you have two administrations that were socialist driven, social justice driven, and we just could not spend enough money to pay for all the political favors that, you know, got Barack Obama elected, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, look, our elites at every level have sold us out.
Yes.
Completely mismanaged the resources of the greatest nation, the hardest working people ever in the history of the world. And so, you know, like I said, there's no honeymoon. There's no honeymoons for the Republican in the House, and people need to bring the heat so everybody sees the light.
Do they have the intestinal fortitude to really do something about this? Or is the paradigm of the Beltway, if the paradigm of the Beltway is such, it's so established that they just can't do it? For the sake, I mean, because the number one job of these people is to get reelected. And the only way they can get reelected is to go along to get along. And to go along to get along is that there is a sub-infrastructure. And actually, I say sub, it's only because it's happening in the shadows and people are not aware that that's what funds the political engine, this political, you know, industrial complex, so to speak. And, you know, Donald Trump identified it as the deep state. And they're there getting ready. I mean, their hands are always open. It's like, look, I got you elected and you owe me. And this is why I think all this stupid money is being spent by the Democrats and Joe Biden right now is to make up. And I keep telling people this is to make up for political favors that was lost when Donald Trump won, you know, for the Democratic Party, because they had made promises to people because they thought for sure Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in. And so here they spent all this money. If you remember, just on her campaign alone, she spent twice as much as Donald Trump did, and she lost.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the, you know, all of what you said is true. And, you know, a lot of this, you know, Biden is, and the Democrats, they have spent so much money and they have put the infrastructure, further cemented the infrastructure at every level. Think about the American Rescue Act, $350 billion. Never forget that Governor Newsom wanted a $1 trillion bailout of the states and localities. They got $350 billion. They don't even know how to spend that.
Exactly.
They've even got Republican governors. You know, the Republicans in Congress said they all voted no on that bill, but the Republican governors are taking the dough. And you've even got Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She's spending $23 million in COVID aid on a baseball field, the Field of Dreams permanent stadium being funded by her state's American Rescue Act COVID bailout.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, this is a silliness that takes place in government, and this is why we have to keep a watch on what the government is doing with our money. As we wrap things up, a minute left here, Adam Andrzejewski, the waste of the week, you're reporting. Go ahead.
Yeah, so every day at Real Clear Policy, we put up a piece on the waste of the day. And so, for instance, today it's on the $55 million on anti-smoking campaign. Sounds good, but it's going on an equity basis. What does that mean? To quote-unquote marginalized communities like African-Americans. But smoking is colorblind. No, blacks are smoking at the same rate as white. Hispanics are smoking at about two-thirds of the rate as white. And that's not the way Biden is doling out the money.
Yeah, this whole idea of equity, it is so pervasive, and it is only adding to the systemic racism, unfortunately, in our country, and people's eyes have got to be opened up to this, Adam. Adam, how can people be in touch with you?
Just come to openthebooks.com. When you come to our website for the first time, there'll be a pop-up. Key your email address that puts you on our breaking news
list. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
anytime.